We were discussing last week of how important it is to tell a story, how important it is to wake ourselves up with a story, and to get excited for Torah learning with a story. You know, sometimes Masechet Berachot is just too hard, just can't do it anymore. You have to switch to Masechet Bava Kamma in order to wake up a little bit. That's the Yalda in this story, Baruch Hashem. Hopefully for all of us one day. Not for me yet, but one day, Bezat Hashem. So, the Gemara tells us, the Gemara doesn't tell us, there's a Pesach Din that came out this past summer. You know, in America, in Long Island, for Queens and Brooklyn, unless you're going to deal, you're going to go to, for the summer, you're going to go to the bungalows and the Catskills. So it's the minhag that you have to go every summer to the Catskills for however long, and you rent out a bungalow or you own a bungalow. But Aretz, Be'aretzeinu HaKadosha, the minhag is not like that. The minhag is to go, if you go somewhere, you go to the tzimers, you go to the bungalows in the Galil and in the Golan. A tzimmer is a bungalow in Ivrit. It's like an Airbnb, basically. You rent it out, and after a few days, you leave, and whatever, you go home. So there was a Pesach Din that was published in Tammuz this past year, this past summer, online, Baruch Hashem, from an individual Dayan. I know Sammy heard this already, but we'll listen, say it again, because it's relevant to what we were talking about in the mornings. There was a Pesach Din that was published. There was a family that goes to rent out a tzimmer for a few days. They leave, and a couple days later, they get a phone call from an angry landlord saying, "You guys ruined my house. What did you do?" They had one of these fancy sinks that has like an electronic eye on it. When you put your hand in front of the sink turns on. You know, in the bathrooms in public, we've been used to them for a long time, but it's starting to make its way into private homes also. So the guy had one in his house, and they left a towel in front of the electronic eye. So it stayed on in the sink. And there was something on the bottom of the sink clogging it, and the water went up, and it overflowed. For 2 days, until the guy came and found it. So there was like an electronic device on the counter next to the sink, it got ruined. The sensor on the sink got ruined. And all of this water came out. And who's going to pay for this water bill? Not only that, the guy's gate to the house had an electronic eye. It doesn't close if there's something in the way of the gate. Just like garage doors. So they left a carriage or something in front of the eye of the gate, so the gate never closed, and thieves came in and stole the furniture in the garden, and the dog of the owner ran away. So who do you think is chayav? How much do you think the guy is chayav here? The people, the renter, who does he chayav pay for everything? Chayav pay for nothing? What do you think? The chavrat a mishnah bava kama haporetz lifnei beim hachaveiro. If you open the door in front of your friends, in your friend's house, you want to steal whatever it is, and his animal runs away, you're patur. It's called the gerama. All these cases are called almost all these cases are called gerama. I mean, it's actually one of them is almost the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that when you have a person they don't really like so much and you want to bump him off, what do? You tie him up and you put him in front of a dam. So then you open the dam and the water comes and it falls right onto him and it kills him. You're chayav because you're a rotzeach. You're koach. You were Mesir Moneh, you removed a barrier, and right away that thing fell, and the water fell and it killed him. But if you have the brains to move him 10 feet away, and let the water first hit the ground, and then it goes and washes him away and kills him, Mazal Tov, you're Patur Min Chiyuv Mitah, you're still Chayav B'Dei Shamayim, but you're Patur B'Dinei Adam. That's called a Gerama, because it's called Koach Kocho. When I throw something, that's my Koach. When it ricochets and it hits something, then that's koach kocho, it's a secondary koach. So when water hits the ground, and then it hits him, that's a secondary koach. This is straight physics. Now John Mamet can explain it to you if you need. He's a physics guy. This is straight physics. That's called koach kocho. So now, they left the sink on. What happens? The sink water hit the ground, and it came up and up and up and up, and then it overflowed into everything. So for the water, beseder, if you can want to discuss the physics and how water meters work and how the works of the water company, you can talk about that, you're probably chayav. But for all the damage that the water causes, because nothing happened directly, you're patur. For leaving the door open, you're patur. It's a mishnah bava kamma. So Dayan gives this whole beautiful teshuvah, connecting so many sugyot and bava kamma. It was mamash incredible chazara. To put everything together, it was such a nice picture. But I thought that the whole thing's probably wrong. When you sign an agreement, assuming that this was like a legit Airbnb type thing and not just like, you know, borrowing my neighbor's apartment for the week and he just gave me the keys. But if you actually sign an agreement, and you signed an agreement saying I'm responsible for all damages to the apartment, that probably also includes gerama. And in fact, this dayan just like parenthetically throws this in there, that if you signed an agreement, then you're probably chayav for everything. But then he goes on a whole thing about how you're patur in gerama. It's a little bit funny. It probably depends on the case. If you actually signed a real, legit agreement, and it says you're chayav on all nizikin, that probably includes gerama also. Dina de malchut adina especially would play a role here.
In Israel
also? I don't know. Okay, fine. We can talk about Israel another time. We can talk about the Medina another time. But if you signed an agreement and it says, I'm going to be responsible for all damages incurred, that probably implies also gerama. And more than that, Rabbi Zilberman is one of the members of the Beit Din here, administered the Beit Din here. He told me, and I saw this in a different pasuk, that nowadays a Beit Din can have you sign a shtar in the very beginning of the process that says you're allowing the Beit Din to be mechayev you for gerama also. So if you do that, and the guy doesn't know any halacha, he's going to mess himself over. So it's important to figure these things out when you go to Beit Din. What kind of damage did you do? Did you do a gerama? Did you not do a gerama? Anyway, needless to say, this is a nice little story to be miranen a little bit, from the, Masechet Berachot, and Hilchot Berachot can get a little bit boring, a little bit rote. A nice story to wake ourselves up and to get the simcha going for Adar, lechod Purim. Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen v'Amen.